Peter Beaumont, who is in Tripoli and has had the pleasure of sitting through Colonel Gaddafi's latest speech. What did you make of it, Peter?
No, it was interesting. I mean, given the tone of some of the performances, both by himself and by Hizb ut-Islam, this was a much more measured, considered and coherent performance. I mean, it obviously had the mark for being quite a long time in preparation. Some of the things that we've heard about before, that it's a conspiracy between Al-Qaeda, which somehow serves Western interests, were there. But, you know, this was a man who was actually sort of making some offers. I mean, one of the things on offer was he said that if the young people who were involved in this gave up their weapons, there would be clemency and they would be forgiven. There was a kind of an apology of sort in a sort of half-hearted way. He said that he would like to see an inquiry into both sides to explain the nature of the violence that we've seen. And he invited an investigation from the UN, a security council, who he accused of simply taking account of what's been going on from the media and not actually checking the facts themselves. The tone was different. He tried to explain why the tone at his Green Square speech was so different, saying that then he was speaking to his country's angry young people who wanted to fight, and now he was speaking to the world community. There's other stuff on offer too. He said that his son had told him that the people wanted a constitution, and he says that if the people want a constitution, he's not going to stand in their way now. He also said that some of the issues that people were concerned about, and one of the offers that's been made is an increase of this cap on very low interest loans, house building, from 30,000 dinars up to 130,000 dinars. He also said to the people of Benghazi, look, we want to spend 20 billion on your infrastructure, and once, you know, we can't do these plans. This was a regime that was very much trying to reach out and trying to make some compromise gestures. You know, whether it would be enough or whether people would simply interpret this as a sign of weakness is to be seen.
And he had some words for the likes of you, didn't he, the foreign media?
He had many words for the foreign media, but then everybody does. I mean, essentially, we've been misreporting. We are the people who've been listening to all these lies coming from the opposition cities. We haven't checked them out, although he did say that it was probably a mistake not to have the international media in Libya to see things for themselves.
And there were a lot of supporters there, and I listened to part of it, and he seemed to keep emphasising how they're charmtanious and they were new. Was that an attempt to sort of say, I haven't staged these shows of support?
I mean, it was a stage as everything else was. I mean, you know, I mean, given that he said that, you know, that this is a sort of special kind of democracy and everyone's allowed to ask questions and he's only the example of the revolution, there was only about three or four questions and they seemed to fit in very nicely with his printed notes. So it suggests that he knew what the questions were going to be. And then there would be a pause while he sort of waited, and then someone would stand up and start the chance of, Allah and Muammar, Libya, that's all Libya needs, which is one of the chants we've been hearing absolutely every day. Interestingly, he says that he never heard that before, and this is a new spontaneous gesture of approval for him.